And our next guest here in studio is actually going to be at that Cavaliers game tonight, watching the Cavaliers and the Heat down at the Q. Frank Whitfield with the Lorain County Urban League. Frank, how are you, my man?
I'm doing great. Hopefully I can play. You know, they look like they need some help. They might say, hey, man, you right there, come on out.
They might pull you down from the suites.
Hey, I'm ready.
They might try. Just give them a heads up. They brought a lot of people in this year, but should be a blast down there. Hopefully you don't freeze on the way down there, too.
Yeah, for sure. I'm hoping the Heat brings some heat, you know. So hopefully it's nice and hot in there, and excited to see Dwayne Wade play his last game in Cleveland. And so, yeah, it's going to be a good time, you know. Really, I'm appreciative of the opportunity to go. You know.
Last time we saw you, it was at the Pizza Challenge.
Oh, wow.
That was fun, man. That was a lot of fun. We had a blast with that. And, you know, Matt and I got the opportunity to sample some terrific pie that day.
Yeah.
God, you guys had like the who's who of pizza places in Lorain County.
Are you allowed to say what your favorite was?
you know what? There were a lot of really good ones.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. It's awfully difficult to top Lorenzo's just because they're so good. And, like, every time you go down there, you try something different. But, like, a good old-fashioned pepperoni pizza. Like, you always say, you measure donuts by, like, who's got the best plain or the best glazed donut.
Yeah, I always say glazed donut. You make the best glazed, you make the best donut.
I think you could use that same line of thinking with pepperoni pizza, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You make a good pepperoni pizza, you got to be great, right?
Yeah, I guess. So that was a while. That was last April. We're planning the one for this year. It's going to be in April again this year. We're working on the venue now with the Leary Sunrise Rotary. I hope that y'all be there again this year.
We do too. It's one of our favorite things. Yeah.
No doubt.
We're constantly in discussion about where we're going, and that's one of the events we try not to miss.
We marked that one down. Yeah.
That's good.
For all the obvious reasons we want to get there.
No doubt.
Well, a lot of cool things happening for you guys. A lot of wonderful workshops coming up at the Lorain County Urban League. Now, I want to focus on something next Thursday. It's the first of many meetings and workshops you guys will have on this Road to Success college tour.
Yeah.
And this essentially culminates with a trip to D.C. at the end of March.
Yeah. So we've been doing the college tour at the Urban League for, I believe, 15 years now. And maybe even longer than that. I went on the college tour when I was in high school.
Wow. A couple of years ago, right?
So it's been around, and every year we take a group of, most of them are first-generation college-going students from Lorain County. We try to take them outside of the area so they can get exposed to the world outside of Lorain County, outside of Ohio. And we take them to different colleges, big colleges, small colleges, private, public, and really try to expose them to the world outside of here. And it's a great experience for them, not only to kind of see themselves on campuses, because some of the students actually, like this year when we go to D.C., we'll actually visit a college where we have two students who went on the tour at the college. So they'll get a chance to see, like, hey, I was in your shoes, you know, 3 years ago, and here I am at this college. It's Howard University. My daughter is one of the students, and then we have another student, Maya, who is there as well. So there'll be, you know, examples of, hey, we're from Elyria, and here we are in D.C. And so we're excited about it. And, I'm proud to be able to just carry on that legacy. You know what I mean? Coming in, you know, people always want you to change a bunch of things, and I'm just glad that this is something the community wanted us to continue to keep doing, and they've continued supporting it.
That's pretty cool. About how many schools do you guys typically hit on that?
Yeah, normally it's about six schools, six or seven colleges,
That's cool.
Normally like a three-day trip, so it's like two per day. And then we try to have the evening with some sort of cultural experience where they get exposed to, you know, like last year they went to North Carolina, so they got a chance to go to some museums down there in North Carolina. This year, of course, D.C., all those free museums. Hopefully the government won't be shut down so folks can, you know, actually enjoy the stuff.
Well, for the next 3 weeks,
let's get them out there now.
Hopefully it stays open when you guys go out there in March also.
Yeah,
so hopefully no more shutdowns, man.
That's my hope. That's my hope. But, it's been good.
Good stuff. Well, along those same lines, too, you guys have what's called a Youth empowerment workshop also, and you recently held one just a couple days ago, yep. And you were talking about how to find scholarships. I think that's extremely important, yeah. Because I think a lot of people going in to the beginning of the whole college process, they don't realize how many scholarships and grants are out there that yeah. are available. You've got to dig a little bit, though, and I think that's the important thing. You got to know where to go and how to find these things.
Yeah, so these workshops are a part of a broader initiative we're calling Empowerment University. And the whole goal is to empower families in Lorain County with the connections they need, the information they need, the tools they need to be successful. And primarily what success in our terms is, you know, staying out of poverty, fighting poverty. And, you know, the pieces that we're doing with youth really focus around college and career readiness. So, like, on Monday, we took a group of students to Highland Software. I don't know if any of you have ever been to Highland.
Yeah,
but it's like,
I've heard good
it's
things.
It's like the Google of Ohio. And so they got, like, a slide in there. It's an IT company. They got, you know, so we wanted to expose them to IT careers, for one, to see that, hey, there's a viable employer here that you could potentially pursue this route. But then also to see, like, different workforce cultures. You know what I mean? That's an entirely different culture than what, you know, our parents may have worked in, you know, so exposing them to that. And then we do internships with them as well. So we place them in internship programs. We have one with Mercy Hospital where we place them there. We have one with the Lorain County Metro Parks where we place students there. So really getting youth on that path. And so these workshops help prepare them for those opportunities. And then for families, we're doing a lot of workshops on financial literacy, like how to build your credit, how to get out of debt, how to budget, how to save, how to retire. We're doing a partnership, a program in partnership with the city of Elyria. Elyria Works Now, helping folks get back to work. And so there's a lot of great things going on. Again, I'm humbled by the opportunity that I have to be able to lead this work and be able to help make these things happen. And there's just such a great need out there. You know, one of the biggest things that motivates me is I see such a need, but I also see such an opportunity. And it's like, that's what keeps me going. It's like, you see, all right, oh man, you know, this company closes or moves or whatever, and people are out of work. And then you get a call saying, hey, I'm looking for 50 people. I'm looking to hire. And it's just like, all right, my job is to make these two connect. You know what I mean? And make this work. And, you know, that's 80% of the work that we do.
No doubt about it. Well, that's like the old adage says, right? One door opens, another one, you know, one door closes, another one opens. No doubt about that.
Yep.
Frank Whitfield with the Lorain County Urban League joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I want to draw back to something that you mentioned, and that was kind of exposing some of these younger kids to the different kinds of work environments that are out there also. I thought that was fascinating because you gave us a few examples. You know, you go on to Highland Software, it's a little bit more buttoned up. You're kind of sitting in a cubicle or an office, whereas, you know, you go to the Lorain County Metro Parks, you're outside dealing with the elements. And you mentioned, you know, going to Mercy or University Hospitals, whatever the case may be. That's obviously a totally different environment also. And I think that's kind of cool because it gives these kids a sense as to which environment is the best fit for them.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, Highland is like the most relaxed. It's almost dangerously relaxed. And we try to make sure we let them know, like, this is a rare thing here because I mean, folks are just, you know, during when it's warmer months in their sandals and their beach clothes, and it's just like super laid back. They're playing volleyball inside the office. So, you know, we want them to see it's possible, but it's like, hey, this is an exception. But you're right. A lot of our young people, especially in our community, we're a blue collar community. We're a hardworking community, a steel mill manufacturing community where, you know, the job market has changed. And so it's not your mom and dad's manufacturing nowadays. Now it's more robots and managing machines and that aspect. And so the world has changed. The world is changing. And it's important that our young people are really, we're preparing them for that. Another shameless plug, you know, every year we've done a diversity inclusion conference. And so this year's conference is going to focus on youth and not only just young people elevating their voice, but all the systems that touch youth and really focusing on, are we having equitable outcomes for our youth? You know, or are we seeing disparities in terms of if you're from Avon, the kids are getting this sort of outcome versus kids from Elyria? What is the difference in those systems? And then also, you know, criminal justice and the juvenile justice system. So really elevating, you know, and trying to raise awareness around our future, you know, because, you know, I got this kind of buzz ringing in my ear. The future is now. Mm-hmm. We cannot, it's no longer waiting. These kids, these young people including myself, we're ready now.
Sure.
And it's time for Lorain County to kind of open its doors and say, all right, let's give these young folks a shot to make some decisions and lead some things.
Sure. Is the goal of that, too, to kind of create that discussion as well for the folks who might attend then?
No doubt. So the hope is that we get some business professionals there, so, you know, some companies there, some local leaders there, some decision makers there. And then the goal is to get a panel discussion. So I'll put another plug out there, trying to get Mayor Chase Rittenour to be one of the panelists, because he's a great example of a young person. What was he, 26, 27 years old?
I was going to say, he's not 30 yet, is he?
He's 32, but he started when he was like 26, 27, the mayor of Lorain, largest city in the county. And I think he's done a good job, you know. So you think about how hard it is for a young person to get a shot because, oh, they don't have the experience, they'll mess it all up, you know. And then you see folks like him who have just modeled, like, yo, we can do this, we can handle this. I took on this job at the Urban League when I was 27, you know, so, and the person prior to me is like 40 years older than me. So you know what I mean? So it's like a huge change in the organization. And I think I've done a decent job, you know. So I think more young people need opportunities.
Well, that's great. I think sometimes that voice is so loud coming from the other side saying you're too young or you can't do this for this reason or that reason. And you guys can obviously show examples. Here
exactly.
It is.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's the goal with the conference we're doing. And it's scheduled for March 15th. And we're going to do it at the community college again this year.
March 15th at Lorain County Community College.
Yep.
Very cool stuff.
Yep.
We'll definitely have you on again as we get closer to that also, because a lot of great things come of that, no question about it. Yep. I can't believe Mayor Ritt, he's 32?
Yeah,
holy 32, cow.
Yeah, I believe he's 32, yeah.
So we had him on the show last June. It was 178 degrees outside. We were actually over at Lakeview Beach, and he rode his bike from City Hall out to Lakeview Beach.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen him at the, you know, We play basketball sometimes at the same place, and I, you know, I'm not in shape yet, so I'm like, one day I'll get out there with you and keep up with you. But yeah, I mean, I think he avoids talking about his age as well, because once you say it, then people are like, oh, you know, everything's jaded now. But yeah, he's a good guy. I think he's done a good job with the city and a good example of what young people can do.
Mayor Rittenour, we're talking yup. So you got to make sure you get on that panel, right?
Yeah, March 15th. Put on your calendar, Mayor.
Good stuff. Again, Frank Whitfield with the Lorain County Urban League joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Want to take a look at a couple of other workshops you guys have coming up here as well. February 7th. That's a little bit less than 2 weeks away now. Actually, it's 2 weeks from yesterday. Mm-hmm. Coming up on us here pretty quickly. A family home buyer education, which obviously is very important to today's climate.
Yes, yes. So we hope if there's anybody out there, you know someone thinking about buying a home or in the process of buying a home, we have this home buyer workshop at our office downtown, 200 Middle Avenue, Suite 200. The workshops start at 6, and we try to feed you as well. But this is a great opportunity to kind of learn the process of home buying. But also, there's a lot of programs and grants out there that people don't know about, down payment assistance programs that can help you with up to $5,000, some even $10,000 towards your closing costs. So it's like, you know, we're hoping that folks show, take advantage of the information, take advantage of the relationships and the programs. And, on February 7th, and we're doing these on a regular basis. We kind of tried to have a rhythm with these classes so that people, if they missed it. So we have it on the first Thursday of every month is a home buyer education. On the second and fourth Tuesday is a family finance class. So that's budgeting, savings, credit, et cetera. On the second and fourth Wednesday to have a youth empowerment workshop. And on the third Wednesday, we have a small business workshop. So this is all on our website, lcul.org. Go on our Facebook, facebook.com/440urban league. And you can find all the information on the workshops. You can register for them. You can share them. Definitely please go on our Facebook, like and share these so that, you know, our community has awareness of these opportunities.
I love that, man. The 440 Urban League.
Yeah,
it's great stuff, man.
Yeah,
great
stuff. Trying to get creative, you know.
Oh, you guys are absolutely creative. No question about it, man. Before we let you go, next month you guys have a local construction job fair.
Yeah.
So, man, you guys really open the doors to a number of different work environments.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. So, you know, the city of Elyria passed the levy a couple years ago where now we're rebuilding all the elementary and middle schools.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the commitments that Dr. Jama made that we're just really proud of him for making was that he wanted to see locals and he wanted to see minorities working and building these schools. So, you know, we took up that pledge and we said, we're going to make it happen.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Night
Dr. Tom
pattern.
Was like, hey, hey, what you say? Yeah. But we said we're going to make it happen. We're going to bring the community out. We're going to connect them with the contractors. So this meeting on the 19th is for anybody interested in working on these construction projects to build these schools. You know, this is a transformational project. You know, the city is going to look a lot different after these schools are done. And what great pride you'd be able to have and say, hey, I helped build that. You know, to, you know, 50 years from now, you'll be 30 years from now, you'll be able to tell your, you know, kids, hey, you know, mom was a part of that, dad was a part of that. So if you're interested, February 19th at the Lorain County Urban League, 6 o'clock, come there, you know, and we'll connect you directly with the subcontractors. Also, if you're a local business, we've been connecting some of the local businesses, you know, small paint shops and smaller, you know, flooring companies or whatever. You know, we're connecting them with the larger companies that hopefully they can subcontract with them and give them an opportunity to, you know, grow their business by building the schools as well. So, you know, just doing our best to connect, once again, the need with the opportunity. And we're really thankful to be in this position. And, you know, we do this all based on the donations of individuals, you know. So if you, you know, feeling charitable, please consider donating to the Lorain County Urban League. If you got a business, please consider sponsoring, whether it's an event that we do or sponsoring a program that we host. Because a lot of the work that we do is driven by passion. It's not driven by funds. It's not like somebody's like back and saying, hey, go do this, go do this. It's just passionate folks that we work with see a need, see an opportunity, and we're trying to, you know, connect the dots on the two. So, yeah.
Very cool stuff. Yeah. Well, Frank, we appreciate you coming in studio, man. Always a lot of fun to have you here. And we'll bring home a win for those Cavaliers tonight, man.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully they let me in the game. And if they do, you know, I'll bring us home a W.
You know? All right. You know, we'll be listening for you.
I'll be like that kid who ran on the court when LeBron was
That's
there.
Right, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Saying LeBron, come back. Yeah. Or saying Dwayne Wade, come back.
There you go.
Yeah, see, if you end up winning, we have Jim Jones on a weekly basis. We're going to tell Jim that you're the good luck charm. So if that happens, we'll see if we can pull some strings and get you into another game. So,
I like it.
But see, you're sitting in the suites, man. Like we were talking before you came on, and you were saying, you know, even if you don't see a win, if you watch any event at the Q in a suite, it's going to be a great night,
win,
right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, that's a win for you, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a win regardless, Frank.
Thank you all for the opportunity. I always appreciate being able to come here. I appreciate it big time.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for coming on, Frank. Again, Frank Whitfield with the Lorain County Urban League joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.